Well, our first guest this morning has a very real problem with school transport for her two sons. She's the mother of two young lads attending Carbery National School in Sligo. The family live in Rathcormac in County Sligo, and she has written to us because she says she's literally begging for help on this issue. Ada Cunningham is on the line to tell us more. Ada, good morning to you.
Good morning, Niall. How are you?
And thanks
good
for joining
to your
us.
Listeners there. Thank you for having us on the radio.
No problem. What is the issue here? You have two young sons.
Niall, I'm contacting you out of sheer frustration. We have two boys attending Carbery National School, and the boys are the last to board a bus at Donnet Rec Cormac. And in the past, when there was students for Carbery National School, it came up by our house, the bus did. And at the moment, what they expect us to drive the boys down to the pickup point and collect them there as well in the mornings. And they tell us that we're within guidelines, that that it's 1.4 kilometres, so we have a service within guidelines. But the issue here is that, Niall, is that the bus came up our road in the past. We're on a route into town. The boys are the last to board the bus, so it's not affecting any other children on the service. And like I say, my husband was on that bus when he was a student himself in Carbery National School. And basically, there's another family as well that are on the route here. So it's not just ourselves. There's another family that will be being collected on the Drum Road as well. And like, there's two ways into town from there. And we're a quicker way into town, Niall. You're not going in the main route, like with traffic lights and having to stop. It's actually quicker to go in the main road or to go in, I'll drive up by our house and drop the boys in that way. It's much quicker.
So you're at a loss to know why the bus doesn't go up by your house anymore.
Yeah, because it did in the past, Niall. It did in the past. So we want to know why it can't. It's a simple issue to fix, Niall. A quick phone call. The boys are back to school next week. A quick phone call would sort it out, Niall, you know.
Yeah.
And the boys, it's their ETOS school. So they have a constitutional right to go to that school. And like, we feel that, you know, it's just very difficult because we have both have ill health as well, Niall.
Yeah.
And due to that ill health in our family, there will be days where we are not able to drive the boys down to the bus
and
or collect them, Niall.
Yeah, and that's the case. People might be listening and say, well, why can't you drop them to
why can't we drop them? Well, that's the reason why.
Point.
Like, I was diagnosed with a diagnosis, and my husband has ill health as well. And as I say, there'll be days where we're unable to drop or collect the boys at the bus. And we feel that hard done by how do we get our boys to school when that service is put on only for the school. It's a little minibus. It's not a big coach. It could turn in our drive, you know. It should be accommodating the students, the needs of the school, but it doesn't seem to be. And we don't understand that. We're new parents in the school, and we just want the service to facilitate our children. And when we rang Niall at the beginning of the year, we were told that when you're applying, that the route changes yearly depending on the children on the bus. Well, it is clear to us that that is not happening for us, because every time, like, we try to ring them up, and we say, they'll say, oh, but you've got a service within guidelines, you know, you've got a seat on the bus. And like, that's not the issue here, Niall. The issue is the bus went up in the past when there were students for Carbery National School, and it's just ridiculous that it doesn't come up now. It should be facilitating the needs. And also to add to that, Niall, we're within guidelines they tell us to the collection point. There's another family and they have to travel from Glencar, and like, that is they're out of guidelines, and they have to travel, and they get on the same point, the pickup point. And like, if the bus went up and in the Manor Hamilton Road, it would accommodate that family too. And you know, it's just, they have to travel a lot further than us, and they're getting on the bus too. They get on, they all get on the last stop all together. I'd say our boys are the last to get on, and it's not affecting any other children on the bus.
Okay,
you know?
All right. We've been on to Bus Éireann in relation to this. We'll read, it's a very short reply. We'll read it to you in full. First of all, they point out, obviously, that they operate the school transport scheme on behalf of the Department of Education. They carry more than 114,000 children to and from schools on a daily basis, and over 7,000 dedicated school transport routes. That's fine. They say that while Bus Éireann cannot comment on any specific case, we can confirm that the route of this school transport service has not been altered in a number of years.
No, it hasn't. Niall.
And they said Busair is obliged to ensure consistent implementation of the rules across all school transport services. So the key line there is that they're saying it hasn't been altered.
Been altered. And when you ring up, Niall, when you're a new parent and you ring up to ask, they will tell you, oh, we can't tell you the route just yet because it'll depend on the children on the bus, okay, and the needs of the families. And okay, like, that's fine. The bus is just for our school. It's not like a big coach. Like, I tell you, there's only 8 to 10 children on it, and half four of them are on this road, the Drum Road. So, Niall, like, you don't have to do the maths on that. That's a quarter of the total on the bus. You know, like, that we really, like, are, like, you know, it's not facilitating us to get our children to the school when it should be. Like, it was a route here in the past, and they tell us, like you say, there, it's, you know, you have to contact Port Leash. Like, you know, we don't deal with that. But Niall, who does? It's a local issue. It's a local issue. It should be sorted at a local level. And, like, you know, there has to be a subcommittee, like, within to organise these school transport issues. And surely, like, this, our health issues, and the fact that the boys are attending the school, and that bus is put on, like, for that school. There's no other children on that bus. Like, okay, surely it should be accommodating the needs of the children on that bus.
Okay, just to clarify again, how far away is your house from the pickup point? Roughly,
It's 1.4 kilometres.
1.4 kilometres. Okay.
So they tell us we have a service within Guidelines, but that's not the issue, Niall. The issue is the bus went up this way in the past when there was children on the route for the school. You know, and the bus is put on to facilitate the children in the school, but it's not facilitating us because it's not bringing our children on the bus.
Right,
like,
okay.
It's not picking them up.
The two lads, they're not back, and they won't be back.
They're back on Monday, Niall.
So, or they're back, you know, Monday, all right, okay.
They're back on Monday because they're infants and in second class, so they're back. They're part of the, you know, the younger group.
The younger group,
but,
okay.
You know, what I was going to say, like, a quick phone call would sort this out, Niall, you know. All it needs.
Okay, but you're running out of time, obviously.
Well, I'm running out of time, and I'm contacting you out of pure sheer frustration, to be honest with you, because, like, you know, it should be accommodating the needs of the community in the, you know, when it's put on, like, for the children in the school, but it's not. And like I say, there's four children going to be on this route here, and we're 3 years looking for it, Niall. We've been on to the previous bus inspector, and I believe he has since retired. And but we have had no clarification as to when the service will be available and come back the way it was. And that's what we want. And we're not asking for a lot. And I say to me, what are we supposed to do when, like, due to the days when ill health and we're unable to drive? Do our children stay at home? Are we supposed to take them out of school, Niall? Like, what are we supposed to do?
Yeah, and that answers a lot of the suggestions that people are sending in. Number one, there, as you mentioned, there is an issue of ill health here, which you mentioned already. And secondly, one person suggesting that the two boys could walk to the bus stop, but these are very young
walk
lads.
To them, like, these are very young children, and a very busy road, like the main road. Like, even where we're asked, Niall, to collect and drop those boys is at the side of the that road, the main road, the Bundoran Northwest Road. And you know yourself, there's been numerous accidents off that stretch, and it's a very busy road, and it's dangerous. We're asked to mount on the side of the road. It really is. I've health and safety issue with it as well. Like, that, you know, they can come up this road, that did in the past, it's safe. They can go in the Manor Hamilton Road, or they can go in the L7421, and it's quicker. It's like, avoids lots of traffic in the mornings, and it would accommodate what the bus is put on for to service the needs of the pupils in the school.